Oh my God, fucking Daddy Day Camp.
And wait, that's a summer movie.
Get one of the writers. Oof. One of the writers wrote, he was one of the Evan Almighty writers.
There's nothing like going through the
Garfield movies.
Yeah.
Cheaper by the Dozen.
Oh.
God, and there was a Money Talks. He worked on Toy Story. Oh, he worked on Pass the Ammo.
I don't even know that. What's Pass the Ammo?
Oh, God, it was balls. It was a Tim Curry movie. It was a Tim Curry and Bill Paxton comedy with Linda Kozlowski.
I don't know. Who's Linda Kozlowski?
Crocodile Dundee.
Holy shit. She actually married Crocodile Dundee.
No, she married Paul Hogan.
No, you know what I'm saying. That's so fucked up.
Here's what's funny is our friend growing up was high school. Dated her in high school.
What?
Yep.
Oh, shit. Okay, older friend? Friend of the...
Yeah. Like, he was a waiter, what we worked with. He dated her in high school.
Can't compete with Paul Hogan.
Too bad he didn't have Eric Roberts' skills.
At what point do you wake up and realize that you married Crocodile Dundee? Like, what point does that fucking drunken mistake pop and you come to? You know what I'm saying? And you're in bed with Paul Hogan. A 65-year-old Paul Hogan. Who is...
What?
Who is lifting his once muscled arm to paw at your breasts. Naked from the waist down, but somehow wearing a macrame sweater in bed. Paul Hogan.
You see a silhouette in the shower curtain.
The bank account is drying up. Paul Hogan. That guy.
I don't know about that.
Starting to look like an older Paul Newman. Paul Hogan. She's dreaming of that waiter. There's no way she's not thinking of that guy.
You know how, you know, here's the best. You know how, like, when you go to IMDb, I don't know if it's on the regular, but on the pro, if you're on IMDb, and you click on an actor, it'll have, like, their latest news item.
Mm-hmm.
This is less than a year old. Latest news item regarding Mr. Hogan. Hogan embroiled in tax evasion investigation.
Embroiled. Wow. Can't you have a macrame sweater, by the way? What was I talking about? Macrame sweater. Doesn't sound right. Paul Hogan can.
I don't know if he can anymore.
And if you go to Linda Kozlowski's IMDb page, her latest entry is embroiled in a Paul Hogan invasion.
Actually, I'm going to look.
Mom, I fell in love with my co-star. Who?
News item.
My co-star in Daddy Day Camp.
News item. Kozlowski mulls suicide. Actually, even worse, her most recent news item, December 24th, 1999.
Well, she took the slow way out. Instead of, you know, some people, like, they go the razor blade route. They exhaust pipe to the...
They made a third film. I don't even remember that.
She actually just married Paul Hogan. I mean, she took the slow way out, the cowardly way out, Nick. That's the cowardly way out.
They made a third Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah, they did. That's actually kind of... They made it this decade. Am I wrong?
They made it 99, I guess.
Did they?
No, 2001. So yeah. September 11th was the second worst thing that...
Who was in that? Who did they net?
They got Jonathan Banks in that movie. I love him. The guy from Beverly Hills Cop, the bad guy, one of the bad guys. You had Paul Rodriguez, Ada Turturro.
There you go.
Wow. Yep. Yep. And yep.
Look at the very last entry, Nick. Scroll down, scroll down, scroll down, scroll down.
All right.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
George Hamilton.
George Hamilton's in that?
Yeah.
Doesn't say no to much.
Oh, my God. You know who's in it? Nicholas Hammond.
I don't know. Who's that?
The original Spider-Man.
Oh. Photograph. The TV show?
Yeah.
How about a picture of him in his costume?
Can you imagine? Can you imagine? You know what? If Nicholas Hammond looked like that,
mm-hmm.
he still wouldn't be considered for the part of Spider-Man.
You think he, when they started making the Spider-Man movie, do you think that Nicholas Hammond was like, maybe I got a shot at this role? Maybe they'll want me to come back, step into the... You think he actually had that thought? Because I would. If that was me, I would have that thought, even at age like 50. If I had been in the 70s TV show, I'd be like, that it would enter my brain.
I think he would show up on the set and they'd hand him an apron.
So yeah.
This way, sir. I don't know. I'd like to think that there's, you know, a little bit of respect for Nicholas Hammond out yeah. there.
Linda Kozlowski was kind of hot back in the day.
Yeah.
She could have held out.
I think she's probably pretty barren now.
What kind of heat was he causing on the set? What kind of star power did he have? Like, what kind of charisma was actually generated from him on the set of Crocodile Dundee, the original? I mean, there couldn't have been much.
And you know he's cracking jokes from the movies in the bedroom. Like, that's not a cock.
It's not.
That was a good impersonation, by the way.
You yeah. gotta crack jokes in the bedroom if you're Paul Hogan. You gotta distract. You know?
Oh, man. Well,
like,
you
this
know
is
what?
How a, this is how a weaker... This is how a weaker, more uninteresting person makes love to you. Here's my impersonation. Here's how a boring person makes love to you. And then Kozlowski, after like a couple weeks, like, can we stop doing that game? No, I'm perfecting it.
A shame, man.
Yeah.
Linda Kozlowski was like, you know, she was caught up in the allure of Hollywood. She was in a big movie. She had a co-star who was sensation.
Oh.
And he offered her his hand in marriage. She took it.
She did.
And it was as if the fabric of reality was ripped from her.
She took it, all right. I mean, if you think about it, that might have been a mistake.
Really?
Yeah.
Then again, she might be having the time of her life.
I'm not saying they're not in love.
They might have a nice little home.
I'm kids, having fun. I'm having fun.
Some rugrats.
Did she take his name? Is she known as Linda Hogan?
No, she would have been a lot easier for her. She's probably very happy.
I wonder if she made him sign a prenup.
I don't know. I envision their house looking very much like Bilbo Baggins' house.
Why?
I don't know. I just do. She's in there cooking. It's got a fucking... She sealed off the place.
Does she have mental problems?
How much more evidence do you need?
That's like the psych evaluation they have for a lot of things. This is the first question a lot of times is, did you marry Paul Hogan? Now, I'm not saying I'm a prize, and I'm not saying that at all, but that's a mistake. That is a mistake.